Before King Tut, even before the ancient Egyptians began carefully preserving some of their dead, in fact, a couple of thousand years earlier, a much simpler society made the first known mummies. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports on the somewhat gruesome reason this practice might have developed.
The first mummy makers lived about 7,000 years ago in South America. They were on the coast near the border between modern-day Peru and Chile. They're called chinchuros. Chilean ecologist Pablo Marquette studies them and the extremely dry desert where they lived. It was so dry, in fact, that dead people turned into mummies naturally.
Once you die, you stay around because you don't eventually disappear because of the decomposition that happens in many other environments.
At some point, the chinchuro stopped leaving it all to nature. They started mummifying their dead, and they started dressing them up with wigs, clay, and paint. But why? A few years ago, Marquette got together with archaeologists and paleoanthropologists to answer that central question. Here's what they knew. The early chinchuro were hunter-gatherers. They did bury their dead, but in shallow graves, only about a foot or two from the surface. It only took a little erosion for these dead people to be revealed.
Most of the population, the dead disappear, and become kind of recycled back into the system. But here, they stay around.
The living also encountered the dead when they dug new graves, and they dug a lot of graves because diseases and arsenic poisoning from drinking water were rampant. This adds up to a lot of corpses on the landscape. In fact, Marquette and his team calculated that the average person would encounter these natural mummies at least hundreds of times in their lifetime, and perhaps a lot more frequently.
Wow. I mean, the question was why they started mummifying the dead, and I think the key insight came from the observation of the environment.
Marquette thinks seeing all these mummies inspired the chinchuros' death rituals. Marquette's team also looked at data about the climate thousands of years ago.
We start seeing the data, and everything was like aligning perfectly. I mean, we couldn't believe it. I mean, I said, wow, this is really interesting.
It looks like the chinchuros started preserving and decorating corpses during a time when their climate was wetter. There was more water and more seafood around to support a bigger population. Artifacts from that era confirm that the population surged around this time.
Because if you have more individuals in a population and they start interacting, it is more likely that new ideas will emerge. And once new ideas emerge, they will spread faster.
The idea is the more hospitable environment gave people more free time. They no longer needed all their time for hunting and gathering. They had time to care for their dead and to pass on their embalming techniques to others. The findings appear in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. These mummies haven't revealed all their secrets yet. Researchers are still trying to explain why infants and fetuses were the first South American mummies. Other cultures reserved this treatment for their elite. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.